of, where would I be without God's forgiveness and His restoring grace? If you are already a Jesus follower, then you have experienced God's forgiveness and you've been restored by His grace. How often do you think about that? How often do you remember just how much Jesus has changed your life? If you're listening today and have not yet asked Jesus to forgive you and to be your Lord and Savior, I challenge you to ask yourself, why? Why have I not asked Jesus to save me? I want to encourage you to do that today. And remember, there is absolutely no sin that He won't forgive. You will never regret being a Jesus follower. You will be blessed beyond measure. If you are listening today and you are already a Jesus follower, I challenge you to think about how much Jesus has changed your life. Have you allowed Him to do that? If not, how will you be able to tell others about the gospel, about how the gospel has changed you and made you new? It's important that we never forget what Jesus did for us. We need to remember that. We need to know the gospel personally, so much so that it just flows from us through words and our actions. God rescued you, and there are so many more that need rescued. Ask God to help you be the conduit for His gospel so that others can experience the saving power of Jesus. It's good for us to remember how and when God saved us, but remember, that's not where the story ended. God continues to pour out His grace on us as He lovingly and patiently restores us. He forgives us again and again. He restores us again and again, and He will continue to do so. God knows how bad our world is. He knows that we're going to mess up. He knows that we're sinful nature because He created us. He knows everything about us. If you're honest, you know that there are times when you step out of God's will. It's for sure. This side of eternity, we will sin. That's why it's such a beautiful thing that God is committed to forgive us and to restore us. That gives us so much hope. We know we sin and we are in need of daily forgiveness. And we know from God's word that He offers that. He offers that when we ask, He forgives. Paul David Tripp says, God's forgiving and restoring mercies didn't begin with the birth of Jesus, but were baked into His law. And in Leviticus 26:40-42, it says, if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in their treachery that they committed against me, and also in walking contrary to me, so that I walked contrary to them and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. Question: how does a person, a saved person or an unsaved person, experience God's forgiving and restoring grace? The answer is by humbling ourselves with heartfelt confession of our sin. We've got to humble ourselves before the Lord and admit that we're sinners and ask Him to forgive us. God will never turn His back on you. He always greets us with full forgiveness and restoration when we go to Him humbly. We're in need of grace. He gives us grace over and over again. In Jesus, our sins, past, present, and future, are fully forgiven. I'm going to read that again. In Jesus, our sins, past sins, present sins, future sins, are fully forgiven because of what Jesus did for us. He is in us, and we are in Him forever, and nothing can separate us from His love. In this season where we celebrate love, mostly romantic love, but During this week, we're celebrating love. Let's not forget the most beautiful gift of love, the gift of forgiving and restoring grace that comes only from Jesus. Hebrews 10:1-18 tells us that Jesus was sacrificed once for all. He was sacrificed one time for all of our sins. I'm going to read that to you from the New International Version. It says, "The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased.' Then I said, 'Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God.'" First, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made." Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. The perfect love. God the Father loved us so much that he sent Jesus, his only son, to be the only sacrifice needed to take away our sin. Do you believe that today? If yes, will you share this love story of grace and restoration with someone this week? If you've heard this and have not yet experienced the restoration and grace of our Lord, will you think about how much God loves you today? There is no greater love. If you need to talk to someone, please call the church today and ask to speak to one of our pastors. They are happy to listen. If you would like to talk to me, just give the church your number and they will contact me, and I'll be happy to call you and have that conversation. I love every week what Pastor Jordan says at the end of his Let's Talk message when he says, "Church family, you are loved." And that's because you are. Have a great week.